Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Major News with Major Garrett, our weekly conversation with CBS's chief Washington correspondent.
It is Thursday and it's after 10:30, and it means we talk to CBS chief Washington correspondent, host of America Decides on CBS News 24/7. Major Garrett is joining us today. Lots to get into. Major, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
We're doing okay. And as we sit here right now, the Supreme Court hearing arguments about the executive order to end birthright citizenship. So this is something we're all paying attention to because of the power of executive orders. And that's really what this is about, isn't it?
In part, there are two issues before the Supreme Court. One, does this president or any president have the power through executive order to nullify what has been settled law in this country since the 14th Amendment was added to the Constitution, providing that if you're born in this country, you become a citizen, and all the Supreme Court precedents that have flowed from that move in the late 19th century. That's one issue. The other issue is much more about separation of powers in our constitutional republic. The Trump administration argues that district court judges should not be allowed to issue orders that nullify executive orders nationwide, that they can only deal with matters for the plaintiffs that come before them, provide them relief locally, not issue an order that is binding nationwide. This is not a complaint leveled by the Trump administration only. The Biden administration didn't like district court orders that were sweeping across the country. The first Trump administration didn't like them. The Obama administration didn't like them. The Bush administration did not like them, because executives believe when they act, they should not be nullified across the country by the order of a single federal district judge. Those are the two issues before the court. I listened to about the first 20 minutes of the oral arguments this morning before I had to get on to some other business. And in typical court fashion, they got deep into the second question, federal district orders blocking executive actions nationwide, not the really big, really, really big one. Because if this court in any way, shape, or form alters our understood meaning of what birthright citizenship means, it will defer to this Trump administration that's asking a question that hasn't been asked before, well, hasn't been asked in a long, long time, because it was thought to be settled law. What does it mean if you're born in this country? And if it doesn't mean what the 14th Amendment says and what Supreme Court precedents since then have said, then this administration will have even larger, more sweeping powers to impose its particularly maximalist deportation immigration agenda.
I want to ask more about the consequences of that. But before I do, going to the second issue you brought up about the federal judges, is this basically, it's a clunky analogy, but a jurisprudential version of the supremacy clause? Is that kind of what they're looking at?
I didn't know I would be a law school oral exam this morning, Amy. Are you mirroring John Houseman in the paper chase or something?
I need more.
You're like rocking
it.
You're like rocking John Houseman.
I'm sorry.
And I'm like one of those first year law students at Harvard with my head buried in my books. Don't call on me, Professor Houseman. Don't call on me.
No, I just need more friends, Major.
I'm
going to
fall back on
more.
That's what it sounds like to me, Amy. That's what it sounds like to me. I'm going to fall back on that. How about
she's
that?
Exhausting.
Well, no, but it just sounds like, do you have that? Who, you know, if the, what, no, what,
right.
is, what
no,
weighs
no.
more? An executive order?
For the benefit of our beloved audience, what Amy asked me is this a clash between an executive or the judicial branch, and who is supreme, who is more important? And this really goes back to how you define the order of importance laid out in the Constitution. Article 1 is congressional powers. Article 2, presidential powers. Article 3, judicial powers. Which is supreme? Well, as we all remember from basic civics in junior high school, high school, and maybe in college, they all bump into each other, sometimes comfortably, sometimes uncomfortably. But what is supreme? Who is supreme? What is the tiebreaker, if you will, in any clash of powers? And that is what this is about. Who is the tiebreaker? The Trump administration says, and look, the Biden administration in different contexts said this as well, so have previous administrations. Look, if the president of the United States, who is elected by the entire country, through an executive order, seeks to propound a change in policy that affects the things over which that executive has control, and one federal district judge, not an appellate panel, not the Supreme Court, the lowest rung in the federal bench says no. Not only can you not do that, but you cannot do it nationwide. And I'm saying that from my little district court in wherever. Is that really a proper understanding of the various powers of the executive branch and the federal judicial branch? It's a big question. And look, just for context, I said that the Biden administration was frustrated by this. There are plenty of Republicans, Trumpist Republicans, who took a case to a federal district court in West Texas, in Amarillo, over mifepristone, which is the abortion drug. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to block the Biden administration's ability to purchase that and have it sent through the mail and other things to make it easier to obtain. And that federal district judge blocked the Biden policy. And they loved it. That is to say, the Trumpists and those in the quote-unquote pro-life movement, they loved that one single federal district judge could block an entire administration's policy. So, as often happens in politics, where you stand depends on where you sit. What you like is a good federal district judge intervention. What you don't like is a harmful, unconstitutional appropriation of vast and uncontrolled powers. This has vacillated from administration to administration, but it all circles around this big thing. What is the definition of birthright citizenship? Because that's at the core of this particular clash, and if the court, in any way, shape, or form, reduces the understood meaning of what birthright citizenship entitles you to in this country, that will be a fundamental shift.
So the House, the Republican House Tax and Spending Cuts package that is supposed to be voted on next week in a full floor vote, at least that's the expectation, the big, beautiful bill, as the president has called it. What's in it now, and what is the likelihood it does pass?
So there are lots of things in it, a great number of things. We will not be able to adequately summarize all of them. However, I'm going to devote the entire hour of my show, American Science Tomorrow, to this very topic. We're not going to do sort of a scan around the world of all the various news things and politics. We're just going to try to pick apart this. But, so you take the 2017 Trump tax cuts, which are due to expire this year. They're extended. There's also some relief for those who are tip earners. There are those who obtain money revenue from overtime. They'll get a little bit of a tax break. Corporate tax rates go down. Estate tax rates go down. There is no increase in taxes on the super wealthy. There is no increase in taxes on those who work for hedge funds and accumulate wealth through other means, super high end. So the super high end earners in our country, again, not touched, even though the president has sort of indicated he'd be open to that. There's a weird little thing the president is sort of fixated on about providing deductions for the interest on a car loan. We used to have that. It was eliminated in the tax reform bill of 1986 because everyone decided it was a waste and distorted the marketplace. And if people wanted a car loan, they'd get it, and they didn't need a tax deduction for it. But that's now back, at least in the House bill. I'm not sure exactly why. It's supposed to boost maybe vehicle production. The Wall Street Journal has said, look, what the automakers are going to do is they're going to pass on the price of tariffs and have a higher auto loan because people will find those loans more attractive because they'll get a $10,000 deduction on the interest. They'll funnel all that money through their loan arms, and nobody's really going to benefit except the auto companies and the auto loan arms of the auto companies. Again, when you make tax changes like this, distortions like that tend to flow. There's also parts of this bill that reduce Medicaid allocations and food stamp allocations. So if you're poorer in America, and this is not disputed, this is a fact. If you're poorer in America, the impact of this bill will be harder on you than if you're super wealthy. If you're super wealthy, the benefits will be pretty pronounced. If you are less well off and you participate in the food stamp program, otherwise known as supplemental nutritional assistance, or Medicaid, you are going to see your benefits shrunk to some noticeable level because that's where the cost savings come from. The House is supposed to vote on this, as you indicated, next week. There's a long road to go between there because they don't have the votes to pass it now. They very well may get them. Mike Johnson's got a pretty good record of that. He always says it looks terrible, but I can figure it out. He's promising to figure it out. But even if they don't vote next week, that doesn't mean it's falling apart. That just means they'll vote after the Memorial Day break. This thing is going to go through the entire summer, House and Senate. The goal, the ultimate goal, is to get this done before the August break. But even if they don't, everyone on Capitol Hill knows they have until the end of the year to make this happen. So stay tuned.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Major, a lot in the news this week about Qatar offering President Trump a $400 million plane. Would like to hear where we stand with that. Are more Republicans pushing back? Is there a chance that the president won't take this plane or can't take this plane?
Well, there's certainly reason to believe he can't take this plane. The Constitution, back to that, very clear. No one in federal office can accept a gift or an emolument from a prince or king or a nation. In the form of the Qataris, it's all three. You get all three, prince, a king, and a nation. And as many Republicans, even acid-tested Trumpists, meaning they have gone through all of the rigors of supporting Trump for the better part of 10 years, are like, hello, Qatar supports Hamas. We don't want any gifts from the Qataris, no matter how generous. Yes, we have a large military installation there, but that's our piece of land, and we negotiate with them, and we run it ourselves. What their government does is harmful to Israel's interests. It's harmful in the region. We should not accept a gift from them. Not only is it unconstitutional, it just looks bad. And, oh, by the way, it's going to be super, super extra duper costly. Why? Because you can't take a plane made by another government, send it to the Defense Department, and just put the President of the United States on it. I don't care how fancy the bathroom is. You cannot do it. It is not secure. I've flown on Air Force One. I've been privileged to do so probably 100 times. It is a formidable air fortress. It is the most formidable air fortress in the sky. It is the living, breathing representation, not of a single president, but the presidency of the United States and the accumulated power of the nation that president serves. We don't need one from Qatar, Australia, France, Russia, or anyone else. That is just a general statement. Not about the Constitution. It's not about the Qataris. It's just about what Air Force One is, what the presidency is, and the security bubble, formidable as it is, that that plane has and must always retain. And if you try to put it on a plane that comes from someplace else, it will probably cost as much as the plane would have, or maybe twice as much, because you have to pick it apart piece by piece by piece, retrofit everything, inspect everything for bugs, and put it all back together.
Major Garrett, as always, we appreciate it. Why don't we go ahead and do this on Thursday of next week?
We will! And
yes.
I'll brush up on my paper chase.
Well,
you know, that's Amy's fault.
I just need to get out more.
Dude.
I love reading the dissents, you know, more than the opinions themselves.
And half the audience is like, Paper Chase, what is he talking about? It's a 70s movie. Put it in the Google machine. Watch it over the weekend. You'll enjoy it.
Mr. Garrett. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Hey, Jess, do you ever get off the phone with us and think, what is wrong with one or both of them?
No, okay. Never.
All right, cool.
Never. I basically think that Monday through Friday.
Thank you, Major.
Oh, we love you.
Bye-bye.
Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News. Watch America Decides on CBS News 24/7.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.